Hello.
Hey, is this Margaret?
Who's calling?
This is Zach. We had talked about your property on Hopkins Road. Do you have a minute?
Yes, Zach.
Okay. How's your day going so far?
Oh, pretty good. Can't complain.
Well, that's good. So you had reached out. So, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Okay. Yeah, so you had talked to, you know, one of my partners about, you know, the property, and, you know, we're familiar with the homes, and, you know, I just wanted to have a conversation to see if it's something maybe we could, you know, see about going forward with, and if not, then, you know, that's okay too.
Okay. So, you caught me off guard. Now, I've spoken, that's what you're saying, to one of your colleagues regarding the property?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Yes, what I'm really looking for is that, you know, want to get, not to say get rid of my house, I want to sell it because it's too much of a house. I'm sorry, my throat is to get transparency. I like that. I don't, you know, want to sell it, get rid of it because it's too much of a house, as I said. It's actually almost 5 bedrooms. It's four.
Sure.
There's a big room that can be a bedroom also.
Sure.
And I'm looking to do that as soon as possible.
Okay. And, you know, I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's, you know, too big of a house.
Yes.
Is it just you living there?
Just me and my husband. Well, my sister and her children was living here, but they're moving out. They find their old place now and they're moving. So that just
okay.
Left me and my husband.
Sure. Now let me ask you this. Do you guys have your next place on where you want to go?
Not as yet, but I am in the process of looking.
Okay. So it's important for you to kind of get this managed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, your husband, have you had conversations with him about, you know, taking the process further and actually being able to, you know?
Oh, yeah. We talk about this. We're on the same page with it.
Okay. And what does your timeline look like, you know, as soon as possible? Is that...
This week is out of it. It would have to be next week.
Well, that's... Okay. I guess my question is, until you find a long-standing place, do you have somewhere that you can actually go?
Yes.
Okay.
And do you do cash offers?
Yes.
Okay.
We do have cash programs that,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes works out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you've had it for a while, you know.
Yes.
About 30 years, right?
Almost. From 97.
Sure. Well, I'm familiar with it, you know, that whole Falling Creek Elementary School and...
Right. Mm-hmm. So,
let me ask you this about the... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
you know, it's a decent sized house.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that you want to move, you know, sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, why haven't you done anything already, I guess, would be one question I have.
Like to look at places? What do you mean by that? What, say that?
What I mean is, you know, why is it important to
now?
To kind of get out as soon as possible? I mean, doesn't sound like you have to, does it?
Not really. But here's the situation. The old-fashioned way of doing business, by have a realtor and, you know, have people looking at the house and all of that. I am really not okay with that. Because, as I said, you know, I look at all these commercials as is. And here's the situation. I do have open heart surgery. And that would take a lot out of me to get the house ready. And it's not terrible, but I would not want that traffic. And I have to leave the house. And yeah, I am sick.
Sure. Completely understand that.
So that's the reason why I was looking to do that, you know, on an easy, pretty way, and soon.
Sure. And, you know, your husband, he's on board with everything. You know, you're making the decisions here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It says here's again. Why the urgency also, which I really don't know what will happen. My heart, as I said to you, is I did the open heart, but it's really like 15%. I don't want to have my daughter go through probate and all of that. I'm trying to avoid that.
Okay.
Because I was trying to do like a trust, but
mm-hmm.
it's taking a lot out of me. I would have sell them to get out of bed. So that's part of the urgency.
Okay. And if I may ask, I mean, where are you going to move next? You know, you said you have somewhere you can go.
Yes, because, of course, it's a big house. I have a lot of furniture. I'm throwing some away. And just I'm scaling back. And I can go with my daughter for the time being. Put in what I need in storage. So that would allow me to look at something that I would like permanently.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking at, because I really don't right now want to sell and then look something to buy. It's just too toxic on me. So I would like to find a place that I can live maybe for a year, get myself situated, and what I'm buying it really would be for my daughter. You know, all three of us would live together. So, you know, it would give my daughter also the opportunity to look at the place and look at the area from there.
Okay. So, if you were to give me a virtual tour of this property, kind of, you know, you've owned it for 30 years. Have you made any improvements to it?
Oh, yes. We have right now, it's new roofing, and that was 3 years ago. We have tile kitchen floor with good windows. But the windows, I mean, I had that from maybe 5-7 years. The bathroom I had done, and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
The rooms are separate. The rooms are huge. The older home, I think it was from 1965. Everything is very solid in this house. As I said, everything wood, real wood doors, and it's a great house. I'm going to try
sure.
Because I live here so long and know the area. Everything is accessible. But should anything happen, my husband, because he's a laid-back husband, and my daughter and my husband, they just wouldn't know even what to do to start. So, yeah.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what did you guys do for a living? Are you retired?
We retired, yes.
Okay.
We have a pension.
What did y'all do for a living?
I was in banking, and my husband is a PA, physician assistant. So,
sure. So, you know, sounds like you have a decent property here. You know, I'm familiar with the outside of it. Obviously, I haven't seen the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, time is a major factor for you. You know, you got some health concerns. You know, and I agree with you. You know, you're looking to address them now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think you're in the right state to, you know, go forward in that element. You know, I guess one concern of mine would be is, you know, if we were able to, you know, even do something on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's that going to look like for you? I mean, you said you can be out by next week, but I mean, we don't.
No,
I mean, if we were able to.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. When I say soon as possible, it would be difficult to be out next week, 2 weeks, or something like that. What I was thinking, maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, because I have things that I need to do to make it happen. You know, it's a lot here.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, on a realistic time scale,
mm-hmm.
you know, what would something like that look like? Maybe 30 days or 60 days?
60 days.
60 days, okay. Now, when it comes down to, you know, if, you know, we can work with you and maybe get the process started, I mean, is that something that your husband might want to be a part of?
Oh, yes, he's going to be a part of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In what regards, you know, because you said he's kind of laid back.
Very laid back. So, usually, of course, the house is only my name. So, you know, he's listening, and he's never done this before. He's learning, because this is my second home, and I'm aware of certain things. And then after the fact, then you'll ask me questions.
But sure.
He supports 100%.
Okay.
But what's your name again?
My name is Zach.
Zach, go through this. Maybe you have to call back another time because I have things to do right now. And let me see, a good time is in the afternoon right now.
Okay. Sometime today or sometime?
I would safely say maybe tomorrow's Friday. Maybe Monday.
Okay. So it's okay. I'm just confused. I thought you said you were trying to kind of get out as soon as possible.
I am trying to get out as soon as possible, but I have appointments. So,
okay.
Yeah, I want to go ahead.
That's fine. I can give you a call on Monday, or I can give you a call. You know, you can call me in between, you know, now and then, and we can kind of just rediscuss things.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you, Margaret.
Yes, I appreciate you calling too. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you Monday.
Yes, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.